Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's cattle futures market was surprisingly strong, especially in the feeder cattle futures. September feeders were up a dollar at 183.32. The October's a dollar 50 higher. Their last trade was 185.90. November's a dollar 37 higher, 187.12. January 97 higher, 187.65. Out there in August, 75 higher at 200.50. So really, really strong. Went all the way up to 201.35 in the August feeder cattle earlier today. That would be a high for them. Breaking that 200 level sort of breaks the seal there and maybe brings up even higher prices down the road. But yeah, it's really strong. Live cattle were up $1.45 in October at 145.82. December's up $1.52 at 151.17. February's up $1.12 at 155.40. It appears this week's trade is going to be anywhere from 141 to 143, 141 in Texas and Kansas, Oklahoma, and then 42 and 43 in Nebraska, which is actually lower than last week. Yesterday's box beef index was down $3. It was 258.01, down 333, select 237.51, down $1.79. So the fact that the box beef's coming down and the cash market's coming down really should pressure the markets, but they've been really strong.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain futures market really, really showed up and was really strong. We had corn anywhere from 15 to 23 higher. December corn was 16 and a half higher at $6.85. So that market is not really reflecting what you typically get in a harvest period where new crops hitting the bins. 2 days ago, the high on the 7th was 688 on December corn. Today's high is 685 and three quarters. But we're right there on those highs. If they go through that, the next level is all the way up around $7.30 to $7.60 on December corn. The July Kansas City wheat also higher today. It was up 34 and a half at 915 and three quarters. Now, that July wheat, as we get the crop planted here, it is dry in a lot large area of the hard red winter wheat belt. So they still have some problems, but we're getting some crop planted. Also, the chart's starting to look good. If we can break through the high from 2 days ago, which is just above where we are now, could go all the way up to the next resistance level, which is up at $12 back in May. So quite a bit of really good signs here. The cotton was even up today. December cotton up 101 at 104.85. Currently, the Dow's up about 420 at 32,192.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.